Hello there, Jim. Sid Stockman here. Just the other day, Pastor Campbell was along, and he asked me if I would reply to your letter of July 11. Now, that's only a few days ago, so I'm getting right onto it, and I thought maybe the best plan would be to use this tape recorder. I have asked Moyaki to come along, and he has turned up here just about an hour ago. So I think maybe you'll appreciate, Jim, the first-hand work on this tape. It may be quicker and better than writing and serve your purpose more effectively. We're all fairly well here, very busy, and our work is progressing nicely. We're well fitted up here with the Land Rover, and life is treating us fairly kindly. We're wondering just how you people are doing over in the States there. Kindest regards from us both. And all the best in your work there. Well, I have Moyaki right here, Jim. We've had a little chat about his experience, and perhaps he might have something to say on the mic. I would say my analysis of his situation is that he is a disappointed man. It all dates back to the fact of his losing his child. He had two wives and decided to put one aside, whichever one would stay by him and prove to be faithful to him, he was going to select as his rightful wife, and he was planning for the other one to stay with his Lapun mama and papa and provide for her. That seemed to be a good plan, but the Mary got up no good and went off to another man, married another fellow, and she dragged his piccaninny off with him. Well, he was mostly concerned about keeping the child, a little boy. And so the whole thing revolves around this little fellow. He went back to Omara school, and from there a bit of a court case arose. The Kiap called him back into Kainantu and said that he had to leave the child with the mother. That didn't meet with Moyaki's thinking, and so he expressed himself to the Kiap that he wouldn't hear that talk, and he was planning to keep the child himself. Well, naturally, the Kiap put him in the calaboose for a moon, for 1 month, and that quietened Moyaki down quite a lot, but it didn't help him in any way internally. He just hardened his thinking and decided to go back to Kanaka. He felt that nobody was helping him, everybody was against him. And so he went back into the village life. And it was at that time that I turned up here at Kainantu, 1952. He had been baptized about a year, and according to his testimony, he was never happier in his life than during that time of his baptism and when he was stopping good, but until this trouble came along. He says that he doesn't feel that the way of the Kanaka has anything for him. He's not happy. He's just walking around with a heavy heart, a heavy skin, and a heavy mind. I've noticed that myself. I've watched him since 1952. I've watched him walking back and forth on the road, chewing betel nut and smoking, and I've often tackled him, just what his experience might be. He admits that he's not happy in the Kanaka life and that he would like to come back into the mission ways to be rebaptized and follow his present wife, who is in the class ready. She's planning to be baptized shortly, and he doesn't hinder her in any way. He's happy to see her following the Lotu, but he's just not happy himself. He's just struggling to find his level again. But as he will tell you, it's only that all his Kanaka One talks have greased him, you know that expression, They've enticed him back into chewing betel nut and smoking, and so there he stands. Just about a month ago, he came to me, I don't know why, with a couple of shillings, and he wanted to drop it in the offering. It was just a work day, and he asked if I'd drop it in the offering plate sometime. So I fully believe that deep down he is sincere, and he is longing for the better things of life. Having tasted back again the ways of what we call the world, he's not pleased at all. I asked him if any other low to appeal to him. He said no. He said he's seen the Talatala, he's seen the mission, the Lutheran, and he said they can't hold a candle to the seventh day. There's only one low to in his thinking, and just for the time being, he's still carrying his bit of heavy in his heart, and when the time is ripe, within his own thinking, he plans to come back into full church life. Well, I think that's about all I can analyze for the time being, Jim. You could do a better job yourself. You know just exactly what you're after. I believe he's a sincere man. I believe he's a man of character. But as he says, he wants to finish his heavy and his big head. Well, he realizes, I think, that he stood up to the key up, and he's stood up to Pastor Campbell, and he's asserted himself in a way that not the best in circles, good circles. He realizes that he's been a little cheeky in the past, I think. And while strength of character is a good try, but we have to keep it curbed and put it along in the right direction. So Moriaki realizes that he still has a little bit to learn. He's doing a bit of gold digging out along the road here to Ifunterra. Not making very much, but it's keeping him busy. At least he's not sitting idling his time away in the village. Perhaps I'll turn it over to him, Jim. Maybe I could reverse this bit of tape and keep the weight down on the air freight. And I hope that this will help you in your analysis of Moriaki. He's still as big as ever. He looks fairly healthy. But he could have a big smile on his face. But unfortunately, his teeth are smothered with the old buai. And that just makes the difference. As you'll remember, a boy with a clean mouth can give you an open smile, but these betel nutters, they have to hide it up a little bit. Well, we try to be impartial in our analysis of these people, Jim. We do feel, as 7 days, that we have a message for them, and we have a challenge for them to measure up to usefulness, become helpful amongst their people. You'll be interested to know that the work there at Imantina is on the up. They've built a nice little house lotu right in the village, and we have quite a nucleus of folk there. Kapunki has been the central figure there. He's not a qualified lad, but he's been holding his people together, trying to teach some of the little monkeys a bit of schoolwork. So that's Imantina as it stands, Jim. Your old house Kunai is still holding together. One of these days it'll fall down, I guess. But every time I pass there, it brings back memories of the Watson family. So over to the other side for a little bit from Moriaki, Jim. Cheers.